I want to ask you more about the kind of man that you would like to meet. Can you tell me about age? What age is important for you? Are you thinking about the age of the guy very much? Or maybe is age not really important to you? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, actually, I think the age is not so important. I think the most important thing is his feelings and my feelings to him. And I don't think that age is so important.
Mm-hmm. What about children? Would you like to have children someday?
Oh, yes, yes. I love children very much, and of course I want to have them. I think to have a baby, it's the most beautiful thing that can happen to a woman. Mm-hmm. And if this baby would be from her beloved man, it's a miracle.
Oh, how nice.
It's wonderful.
What a great answer. Wow. Well, you know, it's early morning in America right now, Natalia.
Oh.
And I think all of the men who are listening just woke up with your answer. So what a great answer. And it's not only a great and beautiful experience for the woman, it's a wonderful experience for a man as well to have a child with someone that he loves so very much. So how many children do you want to have? I think some of the guys who are listening are hoping you'll say 5 or 6. Is that a good number?
Oh, yes.
Yes? I was only kidding, yes. Actually, but okay.
No, and I'm not kidding.
You're not kidding. Oh, my goodness. There you go, guys. There's a tough assignment, guys, okay? Have you seen this woman's pictures? And, well, I don't know, Natalia, about 5 or 6. That's a lot. I actually have 5 children, and it's a lot. But it's also a wonderful experience, so we'll see what happens. What about your family? Do you have brothers and sisters or a mother and father that you are close to or live with? What is your family like?
Yes, I have a family. I have a mother, father, and my brother. And my brother is older than me. We live all together. But I think that next summer my brother will married, and he will have his own family, and I will be, as I can say, so the only child in my family.
Be the only child, huh?
Yes.
Your brother's getting married, and he'll go on with his life. Do they know, your family, about your desire to meet a foreign man?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do they think about it?
They think that it's not a problem that I have chosen to marry not a Russian man, because they just want to see me happy.
Mm-hmm.
And they want happen to me. They don't really, they don't worry about the man who will be my husband. They just want to see me happy and my husband,
mm-hmm.
That I will be able to make him happy. That's why they care so.
No doubt you'll be able to make your husband happy, Natalia. No doubt about that. It sounds like your future husband has a very nice family waiting for him.
Sorry?
It sounds like your future husband will have a very nice family, your family, waiting for him. Now, have you traveled outside of Russia?
No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
I just traveled around Russia.
Mm-hmm. Which is also nice. I love your beautiful country. I've been there 5 times. I can't wait to go back again. I love your country, and I love your people very, very much.
Yes, we are very polite people and very hospitable.
I agree. Very polite, very hospitable, very interesting, very intelligent, very, very beautiful women, very beautiful architecture. There are so many great reasons to go to Russia. I want every guy who's listening to be able to experience what I have experienced. It's tremendous. And so tell us then about your city, Penza. Can you tell us a little bit about it? I think most Americans aren't familiar with Penza, sadly. I'm sure it's a beautiful city. Can you just tell us a few things about Penza that you enjoy?
Oh, yes, of course. Well, Penza is a small provincial town. It's located in central Russia, and I think about 470 miles away from Moscow. It's a very quiet, peaceful place with beautiful green parks, ancient buildings, and friendly people, of course. I think we have a very nice and beautiful city. But still, I think it will be better if my future husband will come and to see all its beautiful, all its beauty with his own eyes.
I agree. I think especially with you as a tour guide, I think Penza would be just tremendous.
Yes.
Now, you've been to many places in your city. If someone came to your city to meet you, would you show him the beautiful places in your city?
Of course.
Would it be boring for you to do that? You've already been to so many places. Would it be interesting for you to do that?
Sorry?
You've seen these places many, many times. You've seen so many places in your city all of your life. Would it still be interesting for you to show it to someone else?
Of course. It will be interesting because all these places are very close to my heart, and I think I will be able to give all my tender feelings to my future husband that I love my city very much and my country also.